For the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
This one's for you, Tom.
They're side by side from position number three. It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. to the bottom of the racetrack, going nose to nose now with Matt Kenseth. Junior's got drafting help from Carl Edwards and company. On the outside, Mark Martin giving drafting help to the 17 of Kenseth.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Final segment of the night as we have been all over the state of Washington. Got one more to go, and that is up to our good friends up at Deming Speedway. And for that, we're going to jump on the line with the voice of Deming Speedway and also the voice of Skagit Speedway. Caleb Hart joins us. How are you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good, Steve. You know, I should be flattered. The old saying is you save the best for last, right?
Well, you can take it that way if you want.
I'm going to take it. You know, my ego's just running amok a little bit.
Oh, is it? Are you getting a little full of yourself lately?
Well, you know... Yeah.
Just yeah. Okay. Good. Well, we're glad.
Actually, you were supposed to be on earlier, but your dad shuffled you to the last.
Yeah.
He said, you know,
it to the old guy.
He pulled rank.
Thunder, right?
he said he taught you all, everything you know, and he hasn't taught you all of it.
You know, I've sung his praises on this show before, so.
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely fantastic, and I'd be nowhere without him.
One big love fest at the Hart family, isn't it?
Well,
let's talk about what's going on up at Deming Speedway, home, as they say on the website here, of the Clay Cup Nationals, which you guys have coming up.
Yep, and that's the big one. That is the granddaddy of them all. Believe it or not, this is the highest-paying micro-sprint race west of the Mississippi.
Wow.
And I think the third biggest in the country right now. Micro-sprint racing is just absolutely exploding all over. And you know, it's because after you bought your car and after you get it to the racetrack, you can run a micro sprint for about $25 a night, provided that you're not, you know, wadding it up, breaking stuff like that. And that's why, I mean, there are more micros out there right now than there are full-size sprint cars, which is just incredible considering the growth that we're having in the sport overall. So like you said, Clay Cup Nationals are coming up. In fact, that's not this weekend, but the weekend after. $5,000 to win, $1,200, $600, three great days of racing. We're really, really looking forward to it.
You having fun up there with that that program?
You know, it's a lot of fun. Paul Lemley, who used to promote at Skagit, has built Deming from the ground up, and it is just, it gets bigger and better every year. We've got scoreboards now. We're replacing the stands up there. We're really just, you know, you hear it a lot, and it's in particular at dirt tracks, but taking it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the idea that Paul has wanted to bring behind the program. We're constantly looking at things that we can improve. Speed of the show, facilities, concessions, whatever it is. And just in the, fourth year that I've been here, third full time, it has exploded, Steve. You would not believe how good a show we put on, how fast a show we put on. I mean, if we're not done by 10 o'clock, it's a big surprise. And really, the quality is great for the price you're paying, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now talk about the Clay Cup coming up, because you know, like you mentioned, that's where as the advertising slogan goes, that's where the big boys come to play, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. We qualify Thursday and Friday nights, basically kind of like a dirt cup format. You're making points based on where you qualify, how many cars you pass, where you finish the main. Now, as opposed to the dirt cup at Skagit, you pick your better of the two nights. So if you have a great Thursday and a horrible Friday, you just choose Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And that's what sets you into where you're starting the A main event on Saturday night. Saturday night are, what is it? It's dashes and mains. And I'll tell you what, it's a big, fun event. We've had a lot of name drivers actually come and win this event, guys who are very familiar to open wheels in the open wheel circles here on the West Coast, and especially up here, Brock Lemley, Aaron Fell, Stan Yockey, Kyle Johnson, just to name a few former Clay Cup champions. And I'll tell you what, just based on the racing we've had in the last couple of weeks with these guys getting tuned up, it's going to be one heck of a Clay Cup. I'm expecting over 50, possibly 6,600 and 20-plus 1,200s to compete.
Well, you can get all the information you need on www.demingspeedway.com. Caleb, I gotta let you go because we got to get out of here. But as always, appreciate everything you give us, bud.
Anytime, Morty. You got it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Caleb. He's the voice of Deming Speedway. Tom, We made it, man. I was kind of sweating her out a little bit. Not with you, of course, but we've been all over the state of Washington tonight, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. This is a fun thing. You work real hard at this, and you've put together a great program. You know, and it was kind of fun looking at some of the second generation people. You know, you have the announcer type involvement in our motorsports, and the passion that comes out of that group is amazing.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And yeah,
what you do, it's neat. This has been fun, and I'll come back anytime you call me.
Cool. And if anybody ever wants to get a hold of Tom, not because he may have owed you money 20, 25 years ago, but you can get a hold of him. Oh, you had quickly, as we have about a minute and a half, you had one story you needed to tell, correct?
Which story was that?
It was about Beitler.
Oh, no, I can't tell that story on the air.
Oh, that's after the show?
These were motor parts that he needed, and he was dancing with this young lady because her dad owned the speed shop and all kinds of things. And that was just after the pumpkin bowling.
Okay,
stuff,
well, you can probably read about it on tomglitherow.com. So, again, thank you so much, Tom, for hanging out with us.
Had a blast.
We did, too. Next week, coming up right after Aqua Sox Baseball, we'll have a capsulized edition of our show. And then this reminder also coming up tomorrow night at 11 p.m., the All-Tell Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan. Just an absolutely, really, really fun show to listen to. So with that being said, we're going to get out of here. Before that, I got to think of a really cool way. We had a microphone in when Kelly Hale went to Tom Glitherow for his first pay increase, and our North Sound Racing microphones were there. Here's Tom's reaction. We're going to be back next Thursday. Thanks a lot. Right after Aqua Sox Baseball. Appreciate you being with us. And good luck races all over the state and everybody that was on the show tonight. Appreciate, Sherry, all your help, too. It's just been awesome having you here. Take care.
Hi, NASCAR fans. Tony Stevens here for Action Auto Parts with four great stores plus a machine shop. South Everett, North Linwood, Shoreline, and Green Lake Avenue North open 7 days a week. Now, has this been your experience with auto parts buying? The wrong parts, Brand X, takes a week, high prices? Well, it doesn't have to be because you can come to Action Auto Parts. They're locally owned. They've been in business since 1963, and they carry quality products. Bendix brakes, standard ignition, Wix filters, NGK plugs, Gabriel shocks, and they all carry the Action Satisfaction Guarantee. And you know what else? The people at Action have experience. You know those big chain stores? They hire just about anybody to fill the slot. At Action, they can answer your questions. They're in the same business as the big guys, but they're a whole lot different and a whole lot better. Their parts professionals have